Senator Quorum, thanks for talking with us.
Well, it's great to be here, and thank you for being here and representing the community.
Tell us what brought you down to Mancos today.
Well, you know, I think this is an economic disaster for the community, and it's something that, you know, is going to be long-term, and just trying to see what the solutions are and where I, as a state senator, can work with the other state agencies to help get this back going and get jobs in the community and put some smiles on people's faces.
What kind of solutions do you have in mind?
Well, you know, I was listening, and they were just talking about, you know, SBA loans and stuff like that, and you know, that's great, but if you don't have the income to come back and pay the loan back, you know, so you know, I think it's we've got to reach out and try to create jobs. Hopefully this will come back to where it was. It sounded like it may not come back as big as it would. So I think that we need to be working with economic development to bring more jobs into the community. One of the things that I think is important to me is rural broadband. I think that's a real levels the playing field a lot. And, you know, just get people know that we're out here and our lives do matter.
How about industrial-related jobs? I mean, broadband brings some non-industrial jobs, but what about things that people may be out of work from an Excelsior plant?
Well, I disagree with that a little bit because,
okay.
You know, if you have the broadband and you're able to communicate around the world, you can do small manufacturing and you can market from here.
I mean, interesting.
So, you know, I live in Montrose and, you know, we've got a lot of light industry because of it's Southwest Colorado is a wonderful place to live. And, you know, the climate, the people, and the work ethic that they will find in Southwest Colorado is not duplicated everywhere.
Do you think there is going to be a way to ever fully recover from a disaster like this?
I think it's going to be very difficult because that's a huge amount. You know, I'm looking at another situation in the northern part of my district. Nuclear Station, Tri-State, is shutting down that power plant, and it's about one-third of the jobs and 67% of the tax base for this community. So, no, you don't replace those overnight.
If Western Excelsior simply decides not to come back, which they weren't indicating at this meeting, but if that ends up happening, what do you see on the horizon besides broadband? What other things in a broader sense would you be looking at?
Well, I think we just got to sit down and with the community and figure what fits, get with economic development, the governor's office, and come up with a game plan. You know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Colorado Senator Don Quorum, thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's great to be here.